We're doing Netivot Shalom and Parshat Vayishlach, and we had seen until now that Yaakov's fight with Esav was on two fronts. On the Sur Merah V'Aseh Tov, that was one front, that the Yetzer Hara tries to get a person to do something bad, and he fights him head on. And then when he finally reaches a point where he's doing good, so the Yetzer Hara tries to get him to do the good things with the wrong intention, to entice him to at least do those things improperly and to bring him down that way. And the Netivot Shalom had explained how the verses are alluding to this struggle that one has with the Yetzer Hara, and that the reason Yaakov was so perturbed in his preparation for the fight with Esav was because he recognized that he's being attacked on two fronts. V'zehu gam ma'dichtiv la'alan, and this is also what the verse says later on, Vayarot Esav likrato v'yechabekehu. Esav ran towards him, he hugged him, v'yipol al tzavarav v'yishakehu. He fell on his necks and kissed him. Shenakud al v'yishakehu, that there are dots over the word v'yishakehu. V'amru chazal, and our sages said in the Medrash, shenitkaven lenoshcho, that Esav fell on his neck as though he's coming to kiss him, and really he meant to bite him. The first vampire. Velechora drashat chazal motziya legamrei memashmout hapasuk. And it would seem at first glance that Chazal's derivation, Chazal's medrash, seems to completely uproot the simple meaning of the verse. The verse seems to be indicating that Esav was coming lovingly to Yaakov. And Chazal come and tell us, no, you think he came to kiss him? He came to bite him in the neck. The first introduces his kiss by saying he hugged him, and then it says he kissed him. And Chazal say, no, he didn't kiss him. It means he wanted to bite him. And we could explain based on that which is known, that after Esav recognized that Yaakov was advancing towards him with an exceptionally strong might, the endikocho lechalot oto legamrei begashmiut uviruchniut, and Esav does not have the power to completely annihilate him physically and spiritually. Al ken bachar lo et haderech, that's why he chose the way of shel vayichabekeu vayishakeu, that he hugged him and kissed him. Shemizdaveg elav keachiv, that first he comes close to him like he's his brother. He lets him do whatever he wants. We said that's the way the HR works. He sees he can't get you to do what's wrong, so he says, okay, do what's right. As though he's your brother. He lets a person learn, daven, not to do anything that's a sin or something bad. Ela shepores reshet liraglav, but he spreads the trap for the guy's feet, le'arev et hara, to mix in that which is bad, betoch torato, within the Torah, ve'avodato, in his service, al yedei she'me'arev b'zeh machshavot pniyot ve'ga'avot. He causes to mix in with his service of Hashem thoughts of what's in it for me, thoughts of pride, shal yedei zehu yoreshet kol torato ve'avodato, because through that, we said, he inherits all of a person's learning and service, l'rshuta sitra achra, to the powers of the other side. V'nimtza ki v'yishakehu, and it turns out that when it says he kissed him, hu gufo derech shel neshicha, sometimes when you kiss someone, v'na'atarot neshikot sone, a person who's kissing you and he really hates you, so when he's nice to you, his being nice to you is just a way of pulling you down. When Arafat came and kissed the leaders, so he was, there was a reason why he was doing it. So the same thing, he's saying the idea of Chazal say he wanted to bite him, it's that he wanted to connect with him with the thought, okay, I can't overtake him militarily, I'll overtake him by connecting with him.